Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please tell me that audio is nice. Please tell me that audio is real crispy here. Is that audio crispy? Is that audio crispy? Oh boy.
Now the audio is crispy, but your screen is like a little blurry. It's not as high quality as I was expecting. I was expecting a
Yeah,
4K
man.
quality video feed. Me and Cutsy are 4K
Yo,
Cutsy,
I'm
4K
Mikey.
Cuss. Looks like
I'm
he's
you got a
coming in for
lag,
a
you a little
webcam
lag.
session. Yep. Looks
I
like the scene from the first American Pie when Jason Biggs is dancing around naked on
That
the
looks like he's gonna do naughty things on a webcam.
webcam.
I
What
hope you
is that
guys are
chat
joking.
roulette? That's what he looks like he's on.
I hope you guys are
The
joking. I
chat
really do.
roulette.
I to be honest, I don't find it funny.
Oh,
I don't find it funny one
neither,
bit. I get
I gotta be honest, neither do I. A lot of time and money was spent on this studio, and
yeah.
quite frankly, I don't think it's up to par.
Fuck
And he's
you guys.
lagging.
You know what? I'm not lagging. Don't tell me I'm lagging. Cause that come on, cause that's gonna fuck up the show. The fuck is wrong with you guys, man? Am I
There's
lagging?
it's a little blurry. I'm
It
not
is
fucking
blurry.
kidding. It's
Come on,
blurry.
there's
Mikey V, it
no
looks
way
like
it's.
he got more than he bargained for. You are lagging. I'm not, Bob. I'm not.
Am
I
I
swear on my
actually? Am I
children.
act?
I just
Yeah,
swore on
he's.
my
Oh,
children.
that's lagging. It's lagging.
Yeah,
Fuck
100%.
off. Are you being serious?
I would not swear on my children in front
Yeah, he
of
would swear on
thousands
Dom.
of people and make that up. I wouldn't do that.
So
That's
what's the
not what I
play here?
would
Do I restart? Do I
do.
restart? Is it that type
Maybe
of
go back to the basics.
Jesus Christ, man. You guys are.
Cuts is going for the jugular. Oh, Poochie, Poochie, Poochie. Poochie,
That's 4K, baby. That's 4K.
That is a 4K,
Yeah, like a 4K in your crotch. Am
Dre
I good? Should I
right there.
restart?
It
First
looks
of
like
all,
he's in a dark
the
room.
lighting.
Yeah, the lighting is way off.
Yo,
The lighting is
I tell
way
you what,
off.
I'm gonna kill you guys. I'm gonna
Oh.
really kill you guys.
Hey,
Are such a team.
wow.
It's so,
Hey,
and you know
Bear Down,
what
you should
too?
have spared the expense on the golden tee and focus more on the lighting.
The gold.
Golden lighting would have been better than golden tee.
Let me know when we're ready.
Hey,
Let me know when we're ready to start the show. You guys let
happy
me know.
Memorial Day, fellas.
You
Happy
guys let me know when
Memorial
you're
Day,
ready to
boys.
start the show. By the way, a few things. First things first,
Go.
the Golden Tee game sucks. It's just not good. You can't
Does it?
putt. You can't putt. You can't putt.
Yeah.
There's no
Well, hard to
putting.
putt when you can't see in that room. It looks dark as hell.
Yeah. Says the guy who's sitting on a couch that he's had for the past 15 fucking years. Thinks he did.
Cup he's drinking from. It looks like
Obnoxious.
an Alice in Wonderland cup. That's insane. Look at that thing. No. Listen, Bob, I think we're fine. I'm not kidding when I say it's a little blurry, a little laggy. It's not like it's lagging like to the point where you can't hear your full sentences, but it's not as clear as Joe and I look on the screen. That's just being 100% not busting your balls, not fucking around, honest. Swear to
To the
God.
point where do I
Slightly
restart the
concerned.
show or do I keep going?
No. No, I wouldn't restart the show. This is too
That's
much.
a banger now we got
Yeah,
going
yeah, yeah.
on
Yeah,
here.
banger.
A banger.
Well, it looks like Nikki
Unbelievable.
Cocktails has some more work to do.
Yeah, he's gonna have to get in the lab a little bit, and you know what? That's fine.
Bob, it's
That's
okay. You
fine.
know, Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's true. When they opened Disneyland initially, and Pirates of the Caribbean, like a kid died in like the first week. The ride was just so fucked up. But like, this is what happens when you're building something to that magnitude. You can expect to hit a few blips in the
Bob.
radar.
I don't know what's wrong with us for having a little bit of high expectations. That we, quite frankly, if we didn't, you should be disappointed with us. We expect high quality.
Am I not wearing it, Joe? Am I not wearing it?
I mean, you told us to go fuck ourselves for
Well,
sure. No, he
you guys
actually
know.
said he was going to kill us. He made it. No, On
it's
Memorial
not
Day. On
a
Memorial
credible
Day.
threat. It's not a
Both.
credible threat. We're not going to make any calls to the police. Nothing
Both
like
true.
that. It's not a credible threat. We're going
Both
to
true.
dismiss it as
Yeah.
passive aggressive anger towards the studio room, not towards his friends. That's what
Yeah.
we're going to dismiss it as. And by the way, Memorial Day, we have to, I think it's only right. We would be remiss not to acknowledge the servicemen and women that listen to this show week in, week out, followers, the faithful, the voiceless, everybody involved that has served this great country. Hats off to you. This is your day. God bless you and thank you for this weekend. That's all
That's
I want to
very
say.
well said there,
I
Mikey
want to
V.
get that in.
Very
Cheers,
well
boys.
said.
Happy Memorial Day, ladies and
Cheers.
gentlemen. Put
Happy
them up in the
Memorial
sky.
Day.
Put them up in the sky. You know, Mikey, by the way, I don't think it's fair. And something that really bothers me,
Okay.
It's just like, it's just, come on already. You put in a picture of you drinking a Bud Light into the Addy Club group chat, and they're busting your balls for the beer that you
that
drink.
That wasn't a Bud Light. That wasn't even a Bud Light, even by the way. It was on a Bud Light coaster. I got the Bud Light. All my stuff is Bud Light. And let me explain.
But by the way, I don't think anything wrong with that. I mean, you drink the beer want to drink, and the guy's taking a fucking beating. Now, had I known that I would take a beating to start the show, I would have joined in with them. But I think it's ridiculous.
And I was expecting a little zinger from you and didn't get it.
No,
by the way,
it's ridiculous.
Two things about this. Number one, if you are going to survive in this group of friends and this group of people, there's people that are in these group chats. These group chats, if you could survive this, you could pretty much survive a nuclear holocaust, because these group chats, when you're the target of the group chat, man, you get... like, you're catching it from every single fucking angle. You got to keep your head on a swivel all the time. Secondly, the Bud Light stuff. My father-in-law used to work for Anheuser-Busch. He was the largest distributor in the New York region, one of the regions in New York. So he had all this great stuff that he had gotten, you know, as gifted from the company or that he bought. He had all this stuff. It's not like I'm just drinking Bud Light. Like, I don't really even drink Bud Light. Budweiser, regular Budweiser, I like, but that's why I have all these Bud Light things. It's not like I went out and found, like, this fucking NFL mirror. Like, where am I going to find something like that? So I have all the stuff. And people that are still hung up on this, I think you got something to look at closer in the mirror. Maybe you got some type of issue that you need to resolve yourself. I don't think there's any big deal about it. Drink whatever you want. Who gives a shit?
Is it just because they say that it's like drinking piss because it's so light?
No, it's the whole thing with the politics of who they hired as the VP of marketing, and then the person resigned.
Yeah,
and it's
I don't get into any of that.
I'm going to tell you something. Fuck. Who cares?
I hate politics.
It's the worst.
In any shape or form, I ain't for it. I'd rather just omit myself from
even though you are running for president in this upcoming term, which we have discovered. Trump cuts is alive and well, Bobby.
God, that was tough.
The whole Bud Light thing, I couldn't even follow that. I just didn't care enough. And you know what? If you want to drink a Bud Light, Bud Light. With that being said, it does look like Mikey V switched to a Guinness after they razzed him a little bit. That ain't a Bud Light.
What was in my glass originally?
Apparently, I really couldn't be, you know what the problem is?
I couldn't be more. So what was in my glass originally was a Modelo that was from my outside garage fridge. I brought it down to the basement because I thought we were going to start the pod. We started a couple minutes later. And then all I have in the basement fridge is either seltzers or a couple cans of Guinness. So I went with the Guinness to keep the beer theme going. But I don't have any regular beer in my beer fridge downstairs in the basement. I just have seltzers down here. It's a whole thing about where I keep certain things, but.
I will say though, I don't get nearly the buzz going off like a Bud Light or a light beer that I do with others. I really don't. To where it is kind
no,
of
you don't.
It's a total different. It doesn't last nearly as long.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to if you're looking to get a buzz. I mean, I think that personally, like, I try not to drink that much beer only because, like, it just messes me up so bad in terms of like. Trying to stay on some kind of a consistent diet. But the seltzers, I think really, if you want to go in the direction of catching the buzz, I know you don't really like them, Bob, but like these noon tequilas and these high noon vodkas, like those noon tequilas are very good. Those new high noon tequilas, they're very tasty.
You know,
but they're 5%. All those are 5%ers. And, but you know, I don't know. The beers, you got to drink like a Modelo, Stella, something like that. The lights, they're meant to be drank in volume. You're supposed to be able to drink like 6 or 7 and not be that banged up.
Bob, when we did the beer challenge, you were hammered. What are you talking about?
Was that Bud Lights, though?
No, it's Coors Light. It's the same shit. It's different cans, same stuff.
Yeah,
he was hammered. He had 7 and he was blitzed.
Yeah.
And by the way, I did 11 and I was in another stratosphere, but I don't drink beer often. Like, I don't drink, I'll have like 2 or 3 beer, whatever. But that being said, I don't drink like more than 6. So I start feeling it. I drink cocktails normally. Like, I like to drink cocktails. With beer, I feel you get bloated and I'll get hammered. If I drink 7, 8, 9 beers,
well, that's the thing, Joe.
I start feeling.
We did it in 2 hours. if you do it throughout the day, when you do it in 2 hours, yeah, you're going to get banged up.
I had, what did I do? I did 12. I was freaking hammered.
You didn't do 12.
I did at least 11.
Well, 12 ain't 11.
Here's the thing with cocktails though. Like if you're around the house, like, or you're going to a barbecue, like, I don't know, like at an outdoor type of barbecue party, like I'm not going to take the time to just continue to make like a mixed drink cocktail. The ice is watery. It's just not ideal conditions, I feel like, for a cocktail, unless it's pre-made and they have it in like a large dispensary type of device of some sort. The beer is just so much easier. Like around the house, if I'm grilling outside, like I'm going to grab a beer. I'm not going to make a vodka club soda. Like I'm not going to do that. Mowing the lawn, I'm going to grab a beer. I'm not going to. It's just so much more convenient, but yeah. At the same time, that's why I like those seltzers, because I do agree, Joe. Like I feel like shit after I drink like 4 or 5 beers.
You know what's a high quality play if you're doing a big get together party or something? Just hire somebody to be a bartender. Yeah, pay them like $20, $25 an hour. Get all the stuff set up. Somebody who knows what they're doing, and they can make cocktails, and then everybody can have a fun party without you drinking dog shit.
You remember, Joe? You remember when we did the pregame with Victor, and Victor did the cocktails?
Oh, Victor was making margaritas. He was making he was making all sorts of old fashions. It's the best. Yeah. And to be honest, it's like if you get somebody who's in the industry, a lot of times, like these part time. I used to work with in banquets. There were these guys who would be part time. Banquet servers, so they're always looking for work. So I get one of their numbers, and if you ever needed something like that, you call them up, you pay them for 4 hours, you pay them $100, and you call it a day, and they make tips on the side, so they're happy, everybody's having cocktails. It's a good play.
Mikey, were you around when we came out with the Brilliantly Dumb beer?
Yeah. Oh boy!
Were you around for that?
I never bought any, but I remember the Brilliantly Dumb beer from Patreon days. I remember the Brilliantly Dumb beer.
It was the biggest disaster you had ever seen. I mean, look,
Where did that spawn from? What was the thought process behind that?
There wasn't really much, to be honest.
I was going to say there couldn't have been much. But.
We knew nothing about what we were doing. Luckily, it lasted for a very brief moment.
So did you guys
paid somebody to brew that, or
there was a guy that a apparently,
third party,
yeah, that had a connection into one of these beer distributors. We had no idea what there were people
it was
ordering
a failure
the,
from
it
the
was
start.
Bad. And there were people. I mean, when we came out with it, when we sold it, a lot of people had to wait 2 months. To get the beer. The beer was terrible. People would wait.
It wasn't terrible, Bob. It was not terrible beer.
It was like a Kolsch.
I remember being in the Patreon happy hours way back when, 2-3 years ago, and guys like opening those beers on the Patreon happy hour. And I was just like, what is this? And then guys would have it. I saw somebody drink one not too long ago. It had to be within the last year on a story. And Bob was like, I can't believe this has got to, that's got to be terrible because it's so old. Like it's a 3-year-old beer. It's got to be terrible. And it's just, it's funny. That was an interesting time.
Yeah.
The world was an interesting time during that. Yes, it was right before COVID.
Yeah.
COVID hit, it was never the beer play. But that being said, maybe in the future, Bob, we revisit the brewery situation. Clearly Mikey V's got some connections in his family. With his father-in-law being the head of Anheuser-Busch.
Let me tell you
Busch.
Something. Mikey
I mean, my
has...
father-in-law is not the head of Anheuser-Busch. I never said that. But yes, if he was the head of Anheuser-Busch, I'd probably...
I'd be living
on a hilltop somewhere.
One of the top distributors of Anheuser-Busch.
He was a big regional distributor, yeah.
Mikey
well,
V's...
that means that we have some connections.
Mikey V's got a family member for each... industry. He got out on the course at 5 a.m. because his cousin's a greenskeeper. He knows somebody from Anheuser.
Whoa, Bob, my brother. Come on.
Close family.
Cousin's close to brother? No. I wholeheartedly disagree.
All I'm saying is you have somebody for each and every industry. There's somebody that
well, he's playing his cards the way that they were dealt. He's smart.
Either that or he just has 100 cousins and friends and relatives.
Well, listen, you got to be ready to, life is about making connections and, meaningful connections that can, benefit both parties on both sides. And, you know, I've helped people a lot, and people have helped me a lot. And that's the way
I for one agree. I'm pretty good at connections, Bob.
If you don't say so,
I'm really good at making connections.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't say so yourself, Joey D. If you don't say so yourself.
I'm just saying that it's, you know, I you know, I don't mind, you know, reaching out the, what is it called? What's the saying? You put out the olive branch.
Extend the olive branch. Yeah.
Yeah. Extend out the olive branch, you know?
I should have just let him go there. Yeah. That was my mistake. That was my mistake.
I'll tell you a connection that we might have fucked up. Not even a connection. One of our dear beloved friends, and I heard you guys talk about it on The Sportsman, and I was surprised. I love pointing the finger to Mikey on it. For us not to get ticket to the Audi Club game, or
that was extend, not my fault, Bob.
Extend
I,
that.
I would like you to.
Apparently,
like,
it was Bob's fault.
Now you know what? I would like you to. I would like you to defend me here, what? Bob. That was not my fault. But I would like you to come to my aid here, Bob. Step in, understanding the full circumstance of all the work that needed to be done to put this together. I would like you to step in and say, you know what? Mike was not responsible for this. It was not Mike's fault. There's a lot of moving parts here, a lot of ins and outs. And this was not on him. We can't do that.
But that's what I'm saying is I was surprised that got put on you for that, because from what I saw from him, that it did get pointed to you.
It did.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what?
I don't think that's right.
Honestly, if I'm being honest, I think I could be to blame too. I mean, for me to not throw that ticket, I'll be the first to tell you. Joey D's got his hand up.
And not to your fault either. There's a lot of moving parts.
It was a lot of moving parts. But I mean, for ticket not to be at least, you know, have the invite. Now, I will say.
Here's the thing is that the Audi Club was, the Audi Club, first of all, is a nickname that was just a joke, right? That was a joke because our tickets, the first time we went together, the initial group that went, which Joe was a part of, and Icky Smigs and Perez and me and Bob, and a couple of my buddies from home, Louie, Nikki, all these guys, Mike. This was a small group. It wasn't gigantic. It was like 8 or 9 of us. And we just so happened to have tickets that gave us access to the Audi Club. It wasn't even, you know, intentional. And then all of a sudden now it's metamorphosized into this gigantic. Now we have 22 people.
Yeah, that's a lot.
This game now. That's a lot. 22. 20 fucking two.
Didn't they reach out to you and they offered you to get a box?
Yeah, they reached out to me, offered to get a box, and by
you
the time
just
that,
done that.
So by the time that I circled back around with them, and by the time that I actually got them on the horn, it wasn't like they were just going to give us the box. Like they still wanted to get paid for the box. Like it wasn't like. So then they said that all the boxes were booked, the suite boxes, and then they said, "Well, we have the Jim Beam suite," and then of course Dickie Gas. No, Dickie Gas threw water all over that. He said it's not even a real box. It's not a real box.
Yeah. Go ahead. Joey D's got his hand up.
I have 2 points. The first point is that I wanted a ticket and Mikey made it happen immediately. The second point is Bob is to blame for ticket not having a ticket. Because you told Mikey V just to get one ticket instead of telling him to get two.
What do you mean one ticket? We got 22 people coming.
No, but for Jet and Ticket, they both wanted one. You told Mikey V to get one instead of telling him to get two tickets. Because I will say this, Mikey V is a lot of things, but one thing he is not.
What am I, Joe?
No, but I'm giving you credit here. Will you just learn to accept it?
Go ahead.
One thing Mikey V is not is disorganized. When Mikey V knows what he's working with, he makes it happen. And that's the bottom line. And I want a ticket.
It's not wrong.
Ticket was made. I got the ticket. Venmo was sent. Transaction finished. Done. I don't have to worry about anything. So begs me to think that, Bob, if Ticket and Jet told you they want a ticket,
no, but
you should have told Mikey V to get two
but
tickets.
But that's the
for
thing,
them.
Joe. He never did tell me that he wanted a ticket by any means. Jet came to me.
Ticket didn't, right? Ticket didn't.
No.
Ticket didn't.
No. So you're
right.
Joe.
Here,
you're
this is exactly what the
know.
Fuck. And
well, that's
Ticket
said he said something.
Got
no,
some
he
balls.
Didn't. And
he
you
really
know
does.
What, Joe?
He really does.
Maybe this is on Ticket, but he never said anything to me. Jet came to
that's
me.
That's not what he said. That's not what he said.
Well, then,
this is
not what he said. Lying.
See, I hope everyone sees that. I got to get pretzeled on this show. I got to get pretzeled on the Sportsman show. It's bullshit.
And by the way,
Ticket on the horn.
I said I was surprised that they came at you, because I don't think that that was necessarily fair either.
Thank you, Bob.
By
Thank
the way, Ticket came for blood. He came for real blood.
No, came at me on the show and everything, man. Airing me out on the show like I'm some type of scumbag.
Mikey V during the Sportsman had to like go to Ticketmaster to purchase a ticket. Yeah, and then here's the funniest thing. Mikey V said, like, normally you say something like out of the kindness of your heart, and the other person says, oh, don't worry about it. Mikey V goes,
that was even
Mikey V goes, that, Bob? There's a seat in the row ahead of us because of the misunderstanding. I'll go and sit in the seat in front of you, even though I'm going with Holly, which she probably won't be too upset about. Ticker goes, that's fine. He's like, you can sit in the seat in front.
So, Bob, listen, I bought Ticket's ticket on the show live while we're recording Sportsman. And I'm like, listen, the only issue is it's in the row in front of us. But that really doesn't matter because we have legitimately an entire fucking row of seats. So you'll be sitting in front of somebody. I said, but you know what? If that's not comfortable for you, you know, even though I'm going with Holly, I said, I'll bite the bullet. I'll sit in that seat. Thinking that he would just be like, bro, don't worry about it. You're going with your wife. He's like, that's fine. You know what? Ticket. You know what? I'm going to tell you, your mindset, if you're planning on getting married one day, your mindset better fucking change, pal. It better change.
Can we get Ticket on the horn,
yes,
Bob?
Yes, yes, yes. We're getting him on the horn. We're getting him on the horn right now. And Neil's phone's off. If I got to hear the whole thing, if Ticket's putting that on me, Ticket's crazy for that.
No, Ticket's putting it on me. Ticket is putting this on me. Ticket is claiming that he had a conversation with me on air in an episode of The Sportsman where he asked me for a ticket. And I was like, yeah, no problem. I got your ticket. That never happened. Find me the footage. Find me the fucking receipt on that. Someone show me the fucking receipt and I will take full blame because it's bullshit. But I wore it because I'm a man and I bought him his fucking ticket. No problem whatsoever, because I make things right and I'm a doer, and that's what I do. I get things fucking done, even when people themselves can't admit that potentially you fucked up yourself. No problem. I'll clean it up. I've been cleaning up messes my whole fucking life. That's no problem.
This pod just went from us talking about beer on Memorial Day to an absolute fire fest.
The row in front of Ticket being okay with doing that, that's wild.
Isn't that wild?
And
Bob,
you know what? I offered to sit in the front.
Yeah, Joe did, but Joe shouldn't have to. That's not
right. I shouldn't have to.
No. And by the way, apparently I'm the bad guy. He's going
to
come at us for not giving him a chance to respond. I've called him 3 times. The phone's off.
Folks, our next sponsor is a sponsor that I just so happen to use and take every single day, a product that I use and take every single day, Athletic Greens. You cannot go wrong when you're taking Athletic Greens. I wanted better mental health, physical health, gut health, and that is exactly what Athletic Greens does. You cannot go wrong when you go Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. You can't go wrong. It starts your day right. I do it. I take one scoop of the Athletic Greens, down it with the water, and I am good to go. Mentally, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. After a workout, I use it, and it is absolutely terrific. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dumb. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Do it with Athletic Greens. You can't go wrong.
I'm selling this week. I'm selling stupidity. I don't know if you guys saw this week. Asiana Airlines. Some dumbass in the emergency exit row 700 feet before.
Oh,
the
yeah, I saw that.
Decides, because he's uncomfortable, that it's a smart situation to open the emergency exit door while there's 700 feet in the air. People are almost flying out of their seats.
It's my
the
worst
plane
nightmare.
Has to do an emergency landing. And then when they asked this fucking idiot at the end of the day what happened, he said, you know, I've been catching a lot of stress at work. I was uncomfortable, wanted to get out of the plane. You know, at what point in this world are people's lives and safety going to be at risk because idiots just think the stupidest shit as solutions to their problems, and then they go and blame it on anxiety and stress at work? In what realm of the world are you smart enough to open an emergency exit while you're 700 feet in the air?
I saw the video of it.
What's wrong with people, man? It's insanity.
The video is horrifying. The video
the
is
the guy yeah. should serve yeah. some prison time. He compromised people's safety.
He should serve prison.
The video is
put him in a month in the jail.
By the way, Joe, he might go to jail for it. The video of it is horrifying.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see it, Mikey V? The thing is,
I saw it. I knew as soon as you said airplane, I knew exactly what you were going where you were going. I saw it. It's preposterous. This is the problem, right? Like if you're on an airplane, like listen, whoever is sitting in that emergency row, your life is in their hands. They could be a total fucking wackadoo. You don't know. They could just be a total psychopath. You don't know.
I'm going to say danger. Something. They need to start doing screen tests for people in the emergency rows. You got to pass some kind of psychological
test. You should get a card. You should get like a gold card that
like
allows
a service
you...
dog.
Yep, yep. And you should get a card that certifies you as a cleared member of the flight society to sit in emergency exit rows. That is an elite list of people where you've been psychologically evaluated, that you are aware of your responsibilities, you're able to carry out your responsibilities without the concern of the general public.
The only thing with the video is I didn't see them close the door. For them to even try and get that closed during it could not have been an easy thing at all. Also, too, you're trying to close it by that nut job to where anything. I think the guy should go to jail for sure. Not saying for a long time.
Well, at least a month in jail and banned of flying for at least a year.
Yeah, he should never be allowed on an airplane ever again.
That's
something. If he doesn't go to jail, just bar him from flying forever.
He should be flagged. He should be flagged.
I also think anybody who it makes it to where they have to land the plane early, not because they got sick or anything like that. For example, you remember Odell Beckham when they had to deboard the plane?
Oh, yes. My God.
That was really, really tough. But I don't think they had to land it. But even for them to deboard the plane, I think
I have a cell. This is a new series on Netflix. Have you guys seen this, man? Have you guys seen this? It's called Mer People. Have you seen this Mer People on Netflix? No. Where a group of people hang out together and they believe that they're mermaids and they congregate and go to like indoor pools and they have the full tails, like they're actual, they wear like mermaid tail suits, and it's men, women, all types of people. And they hang out and they believe that they're mermaids. And this is a real thing. It's on Netflix. I haven't watched an episode, but I scrolled by it and watched like the little vignette, the little 30-second preview.
The trailer.
And I just cannot believe. I can't believe.
Mikey,
that this
loop
is
them
really
in with my stupidity.
Loop
them in with the stupidity cell.
But this is mer people. I'm selling the mer people. You're not a fucking mermaid. This is not fucking make-believe land. This is not a hobby. It's the most bizarre belief in I've never, these people believe that they're mermaids.
See, I almost would want to watch an episode just to kind of see just how.
I'm going to watch an episode.
Yeah,
I'm watching an episode.
Yeah,
there's no question about
it. But Mikey V, here's the thing, is that they're not hurting anybody. They're not doing anything that's going to cause harm.
I'm not saying they're hurting anybody, Joe, but Jesus.
Let them go swim with their mermaid people. Let them hang out with their own.
You know what? They're not bothering anybody. You're right. I'm just selling them.
I'd rather have a mermaid than some guy who tries to open a plane.
Well, there's no question about that. Now, a mermaid wouldn't be able to do that because they wouldn't be able to hop on the airplane with their tail. So they wouldn't be able to, they'd have to squiggle over there somehow.
Did you, you know what was disappointing that I was so excited to see? It's your boy, Mikey V. the Conor McGregor documentary.
Oh yeah, on Netflix. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I'm excited though. Very excited.
Yeah.
Oh God, that should be interesting.
You know
he's
what?
A good guy, man.
Compilation of him punching old people.
No.
You know
guy.
What? I'll tell you. I am. It's not going to be my sell. I'm out on him. I really.
Bob, you've never been in on him.
Yeah, but now no, never, he's like. Never. Did you see him in Monaco or whatever at that Formula One race? It's like it's well, all about. Doing? I just his antics. He shows up on his boat and he's just sprawling all out. He knows it's all about him. He goes into these interviews, by the way. Now too, he's on been like on a podcast or an interview circuit. He doesn't let anybody speak. He doesn't let talk. He's got a little Gary Vee in him. He doesn't let anybody. Okay. He doesn't let anybody speak. And then what Joe mentioned, ever since he did that thing where he punched that old guy at the bar, I'm getting tired.
He's obnoxious. Bob, you're right. He's obnoxious.
He's definitely obnoxious. There's no question about that. There's no question he's obnoxious. But I have respect for a guy like that who's been with the same woman for a very, very long time. Never let that go to his head. He's a dedicated dad. He seems like he really loves his kids. Always doing stuff with his kids and his family. I respect that. I have to respect
By
that.
By the way, what has he done lately that he should be so obnoxiously like egotistical about?
He's lost me a ton of money. He's lost me a ton of money.
If he was pulling these antics when he was winning and he was dominating,
I've called him out on that. He's cost me a ton of money his last couple of
He's been
fights.
Terrible.
The guy got
his ass kicked, and then he's on the ground talking to the guy, trash talking, saying that his wife wants to have sex with him while he just got his ass kicked by that guy. What are we talking about?
That's another thing too. He goes after families, like he'll chirp the families, and with the UFC, just about anything's on the table. That's like one thing that you just don't do. You don't talk about some guys.
He's paid for it because he's been getting destroyed and inside outed every time he steps in the octagon the last couple of times. So he has paid for it. But I mean, the guy fucking snapped his leg. Well, not intentionally, but
he's gonna fight Michael Chandler, and Michael Chandler's a machine and is training every single day like a fight's already on the books. I think he's gonna get dismantled.
Are you hitting Chandler, Bob? Are you going to take Chandler?
Yeah, and
yeah, I don't think at this point you can bet on McGregor to win a fight anymore in the UFC. I don't think you could do it. I don't think you can.
The good thing about it too is he's so well liked to where you'll probably get good value on it because so many people are going to want to bet on McGregor. It's kind of like the Tiger Woods thing. With no disrespect to Tiger Woods, I always bet against Tiger Woods because I know that the whole world is going to be on him. Now, if you did that for your life, you're probably down a lot of money. But I always like to bet against him because everybody wants to bet on him. Same thing with McGregor. Joey D's got his hand up.
I'm going to make a prediction right now. Bob, I'm making a prediction right now. I predict in the next year or so, you're going to see Conor McGregor fight one of the Paul brothers, either Jake or Logan Paul will fight Conor McGregor because that's where his career is going, Mikey B. And this guy will not say no. He will not say no to an honest buck.
That's gonna be a tough day.
Mark my words, Bob.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I could definitely say the fight. Even he's gonna fight Nate Diaz. That I could care less about. that I could absolutely.
Bob, you love Nate Diaz.
I do love Nate Diaz.
Yeah, but he's not fighting. He's not fighting Nate Diaz. He's not fighting him. He's boxing him. If he fought Nate Diaz, Nate Diaz would kill him inside of 30 seconds. Nate Diaz would end his life, and I wouldn't have to hear about Jake Paul ever again. I wouldn't have to hear his name ever again. And he's not fighting him. He's boxing him because he's not going to fight anybody that's a fighter. He's only going to box guys that fighters. And he's not going to box real boxers. When he boxed a real boxer, he fucking lost. He fucking lost. Because that's what I told you would happen. Because he's not good. He stinks. He's an idiot.
Bob, what's your buy or sell then?
It's a tough sell, man. This is a tough sell. It really is because the guy was on top of the world. And I'm still pulling for him. But it was
Blocky Golf.
It was such a bad.
Michael Block.
Oh.
We called it.
We did. Yeah, we really, really
did. How about
did.
Dickie he Gass? Shot an how, 81. About Dickie, how about Dickie Gass predicting the 81 round? How insane was
that?
Yeah,
on the dot. You know what? He
on the nose.
By the way,
he goes on Menery's podcast and just runs his mouth, and then comes last in the field.
And you know what? A lot of people are saying, like, it's that's confidence and there's no issue. I don't have any issue with that. I disagree, because to me, it's like, if you truly believe that, I have no issue with that whatsoever. If he truly believes that he is as good as Rory McIlroy, if he could hit the ball as long as Rory does, if he truly believes that, I have no issue. I just find it very, very bizarre that you would say that, because you know what you're doing to yourself at that point by saying that. You are backing yourself into a corner where now you better perform at every single event you play at from here on out. And he could not have had a worse encore performance than he did on Friday.
And by the way, it's not even about, even if he came out and shot what he did, That's fine. He already made his history with the hole in one. He's the most lovable guy. He could have shot a 105 and he would have been fine. I heard the podcast when it got released, and before even like it was all over the place. What a tough soundbite. And for those who don't know, he had claimed that if he had Rory McIlroy's distance, that he would be one of the best players in the world and stuff. It was such a tough soundbite. And then I almost feel like with the way he was acting on the course and they were following him, I almost feel like he was trying to make up for it, where he was then trying to be almost so likable, like he was cracking jokes. And I love the guy. The guy's awesome. He's so
And then I'm going to go, Bob, I'm going to make a claim too, which people will not like. He provoked himself to tears at the end of that last round when he said, "I'm gonna go home and see my family."
Oh, manufactured the tears.
Yes.
Wow. I don't know.
He knew after shooting 11 over. He shot 11 over.
I like
and
it.
And he said, "I might go out and shoot a 59, or I'm not. But no matter what, I'm going to see my family in 2 days." And started bawling so that people would be emotionally compressed back to him.
I'll tell you right now,
Bob,
manufactured
people
tears,
don't want to hear
Joe
the
did.
Hard. People don't want to hear the hard, cold facts. That is one of them.
The only thing I feel for him, he had the world by the balls, and then he goes on podcast after podcast. And look, you want to strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah.
It's almost like it would have been just better if he just like takes just a little bit of time off, maybe do one or two, but just take a little
right off in the sunset.
Yeah.
Should have just done like the two biggest podcasts he was offered to do. That's it. One or two of the biggest ones that he got offered to do. That's it. And I would have just went on there and I've been like, listen, it was a great experience. It was the best day of my life, best weekend of my life by far. But you know, I still got to go out and I got to do other things now. But for him to say what he said, but the funniest part of this to me is that how offended Dickie Gass got by the fact that he said he would be one of the best in the world. Dickie Gass almost took
upset.
It as personal to the point where he believes that he's one of the best in the world, which is so typical of Dickie Gass, which is great.
Yeah. Really to a lot of people, like a lot of different golf accounts went up, a lot of them turned on him. And I felt
quickly,
so bad for the
quickly.
Guy. You know what? He made a mistake, but just to go from that high of highs and then just, oh, just like that. Joey D?
One last thing on that, by the way. I guarantee you when he goes back to Arroyo Trabuco, he ain't charging 150 a golf session. I would like to see what his rates are going to go. That's going to go to skyrocket to like $1,000 a lesson.
Hey, listen.
You bet your bottom dollar and more.
Yeah, I mean, look.
We should get somebody on the pod who has used him as an instructor to hear their thoughts and takes on how their game improved. Imagine if they were like, this guy was terrible. He's shit. Picked up a lot of bad habits from this guy.
Yeah. I heard it and I really felt from it's like, oh God, right when you heard it, it was like, no, don't do it. And when he was playing, he had to be thinking about it too. Like it had to be on his mind.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Golf is a mental game, man.
You ain't lying, Joe. You ain't lying. all right, let's go in. We got a top five. Now, you boys didn't really have a problem with this top five. It's one that we've talked about doing for quite some time, and I think people have even mentioned it as well for us to do. We are going to be doing top five gas station snacks. Fellas, not much more to it. We said Joe asked, I think we should do specific brands of whatever it is. Like if you just say chips, I think it kind of makes it easy.
Yeah, you got to be a little bit more specific. I'm not Some of these, I think Joe said in the chat, and I agree, there's a couple of things where I don't think you necessarily have to give a brand, but it's got to be a little more specific than just generic blanket chips.
I agree. I agree. Let's start with Joey D.
All right. I tried, after conversing with you guys, I tried to be specific, but like Mikey V said, a couple of my things, it's tough to put a specific title to it. This one's got one. Number five, I'm a big gummies guy. Give me Haribo gummy bears at number five.
He loves those Haribo.
Those things. Yeah, you know why? I love that, you know, there's so many of you, just throw them in there. You know, it's they're delicious. You could do the sour ones or the regular ones. I'll leave that up to whatever personal preference you may have. But gummy those bears. Things are undefeated. Gummy bears at five. Number four, now I put a brand name on it because these people have taken care of me before. Beef jerky, Jack Links. I'm going to do, now, if you want to do the jerky, the actual jerky, or the beef sticks, or the different variation, pepperoni sticks, Slim whatever. Jim. Well, no, I'm going Jack Links. But I'm saying, like, the different variations of beef jerky, beef links, beef whatever. Very good. Number three, these are new on the Joey D radar here. Ticket actually introduced me. So even though Ticket's a bad guy this episode,
Ticket out of top,
I got to show him love. Yeah, but he came through in this one. Pistachios, now they got these wonderful, I think the brand is called Wonderful. They got the flavored pistachios. Deshelled, and the one that I love the most, salt and vinegar pistachios.
No, well, that's what we're doing. I don't mind that. I happen to really like pistachios. I think pistachios are one of the best.
Why is that's a, it's
I just I mean I don't see I just don't see pistachios often at a gas station. That's all.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Maybe the flavored these flavored pistachio nuts. They have all different flavor, barbecue, salt and vinegar, all these. They're delicious.
And they're already deshelled?
Deshelled.
I mean, that's big in the pistachio game. That's deshelled. That's big. Because you're not driving and deshelling a pistachio.
No.
That's recipe for disaster.
Deshelled pistachios. Number two. Now, this one was one of the ones that I said that I can't put like a brand or label on it. And number two, give me the gas station Slurpee.
Yep.
The Bingo. Gas station Bingo. Slurpee at number two, which Bingo. Is why now I think you could do a Coca-Cola or the blue raspberry, all these different flavors, but I can't just put one flavor. That is an element that you have to include. And number one, I'm going to go chips. I'm going to go Doritos chips because they're so versatile. You do the cool ranch, you do the nacho cheese, you do the sweet spicy. They're versatile. Everybody loves them. I've never met somebody who doesn't like Doritos. I'm going to do that at number one. Honorable mention.
Not yet. Do it after. Okay. But Joe, if you had to go with one Dorito, what's your Dorito to go to? Just to specify.
The original nacho cheese, I would go.
The red bag, the OG. Yeah.
The OGs. They've been around since the test of time, like the 80s, I think.
Mikey V, outside of the pistachios, do you have any issue there?
No. And the Slurpee play is a great play. It's my two spot as well.
I got two of Joe's. I do not have the Slurpee, and I think the Slurpee
can I only have one.
Which was the Slurpee? Yeah.
Okay. Which was the Slurpee in the same spot in the two hole. Same exact thing.
Okay. I'm going to – you want me to take it away, Mikey V?
Whatever you want to do, Bob.
Okay. One of the ones I have with Joe is the beef jerky. Now, beef jerky, I think Jack Links, I'm with you 100% on that, Joey D.
At five, Bob?
At five. I got that at five. Okay. Let me tell you something. If you could get your hands on the ones that you had, Joe, the tenderloin
the bites,
then that makes its way from five to three real fast. These things that he got you. And you can't find them. You can't find them anymore.
Right.
That would have made it real fast. Four. Give me the Oreos all day long. Yeah, I mean, Oreos is one of the best in the game, doing it for quite some time. Oreos over Chips Ahoy, no doubt about it, all day long. Give me Oreo at four.
Yeah.
Number three, give me Pringles, and give me the sour cream and onion Pringles. Pringles is one of the low-key, the better chips out there. There's so many chips in the game that it's easy to forget about it. Give me the Pringles at three. Number two, this one's a little bit exotic, a little bit of a wild card. Have you seen the Reese's snack mix?
Any no. Reese's, what is it, like a trail mix?
Yeah, anything of like the Reese's snack mix that they do is fantastic. You see it a lot with the M&Ms. M&Ms is a lot in the mix. I'm telling you right now, the Reese's snack mix to me, unbelievable. And then number one, I got Doritos as well. I would go nacho cheese gun to my head. You can't go wrong. Cool Ranch. I got Doritos at one. I'd love to have Slurpee in there, but I just don't, just because I can't tell you the last time I got a Slurpee. But I don't mind it at all. Mikey V, we head over to you.
Number five, I got an old school classic here that you see every gas station. They have a bunch of different varieties of these snacks. But I'm going to go with the Twinkie at number five. Give me Twinkies at five. I think Twinkies is a classic gas station snack. No other place where I really would consider buying a Twinkie other than a gas station in a pinch. Number four, give me sunflower seeds. I think sunflower seeds are a very underrated snack. So many varieties of flavors, barbecue, ranch, dill pickle, a lot of good flavors out there. Give me the sunflower seed at four. Number three, nobody said it, Cheetos. I'm going to go Cheetos. Oh, Cheetos are very good. I think Cheetos is a good play. Quick off the rack with the Cheetos. Number two, I already said it, Slurpee. I'm 100% on board with Joe. I think the Slurpee is a staple of every gas station, convenience store, anything like that. You always see a Slurpee machine. And number one, this hasn't been said either. But I think this is an all-time snack for me. Give me the peanut M&M. I think peanut M&Ms, again, I think they're the vastly superior snack of all bite-sized chocolate snacks. You got the peanut in there. You got the chocolate mix. Give me the peanut M&M. There's a reason they're at the front counter of almost every store you go to, that they're right at the front, because they're you just buy it for fuck's sake. I'll take it. Yeah, why wouldn't I take a peanut M&M bag? Peanut M&M's
at one. I'm not a
huge M&M guy, but that's a good play.
Do you have any issues with the list, Joey D?
Maybe Twinkie would be the only one. But again, it's a good list from Mikey V. The sunflower seeds is actually going to going to get a lot of love. You know who loves sunflower seeds?
Fat Perez.
Oh, yeah.
FP.
You know who loves Slurpees? Sunflower seeds. Perez loves
that Perez. That Perez would probably put together a hell of a gas station list.
Yeah, he definitely would.
He goes for gas and he comes back with a hell of a lot more. Yeah,
he does. And you know what, too? He'll take this is one of the sickest things I've seen. He takes the big gulps that are not supposed to be in the Slurpees.
For Slurpees.
Yeah. He'll put the Slurpee in there and then he plays dumb.
So mad.
He plays dumb as if he had no idea by the time he goes to the cash register.
The clerks get so mad because they don't know how to ring it up.
Yeah. It's one of the sickest things. Yeah, it's sick. Honorable mention, Mikey V, I love the sunflower seed play. I really do. I think that is an awesome play. I have no wish. I think it's a very, very powerful list you just put together. Joey D, let's send it over to you. Honorable mention.
My honorable mention is either going to get a lot of love or a lot of hate, but I'm on board with this play and it's so good. Give me the pickle, like either the giant pickles or the sliced pickles. Oh, those.
But they have them there? Like,
yeah, they do.
Oh, man.
Oh, in a bag?
No, they're like sealed. They're sealed. Oh, they're God. So good.
Sealed in a bag.
So good, Bob. If you never tried it, I'm telling you. The pickle.
I can't. I've seen people do it. I cannot.
I think the pickle community, by the way, will show a little love for that play. But again, it's either you hate it or you love it. There's no in between. That's why it's honorable mention.
Just a gas station pickle, though, man. That just doesn't sit well with me at all. Not one bit. All right, Mike V, send it over to you. Pickle.
I'm going to go with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I think Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is like one of those other kind of grab and go things that you see at the front counter of almost every single convenience store gas station where it's just sitting right there. And I don't know. I have a tough time resisting them.
What I discovered recently, Mikey V? Have you tried the big cup? Oh, so they have the giant cup.
The big cup is
and
tremendous.
Inside the big cup, Bob, they have the little Reese's Pieces.
Well, there's a bunch of different big cup varieties. They have potato chip big cup. They have the Reese's Pieces big cup. They have
the, like, you know, like the
pretzel,
little
pretzel
have
big
cup. You tried the Reese's Pieces, not the butter cup, but like the little, they almost look like the M&Ms. The
M&Ms, yeah, they look
like. But they're inside the big cup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you bite into it, you get all these goodies inside.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask Pat Perez for a list.
Oh, yeah. Pat Perez would win this segment, no problem.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to get his. You know what he does, Mikey? He puts peanuts in his Dr. Pepper. And apparently,
in
the South, he dumps peanuts into it. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Is it Dr. Pepper or Coke?
I think it's Dr. Pepper.
Is it Dr. Pepper? I thought it was Coke also. But I know exactly what you're talking about because me and him talked about that.
Crazy. Again,
it's a southern play, apparently.
Big salute to the boys and girls that have served this beautiful country. The fallen, have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day. A lot of you probably listen to this Tuesday morning, so you already had a wonderful Memorial Day. Fellas, I appreciate you, and we will see you next time.
Boys.
That has been another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show. Take care now.